Tim Fleming wakes you up in the morning at 5, right here on AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City.
Hometown News Station is AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and you know, we've talked a little bit about this John Denver tribute performance that's coming up in the North Iowa area, and that's coming up this coming Saturday night, and so I just touched base with the performer, and it's Lane. Lane, what's your last name?
Yost.
Lane Yost is with me, and so you travel around and you do John Denver, huh?
We do John Denver, a music of John Denver show, tribute to the man and the music. We've been doing this for about 7 years. We play around Minnesota, Iowa, Michigan, Wisconsin, and just have a good time.
Is it, do you try to sound like John Denver, or is it just you guys performing?
I've been told I sound very much like John Denver.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't put on the round glasses and the wig. I leave that to the Elvis guys. But we do a little bit of the history of what was going on in his life or what was going on in the United States during the time he was writing those songs. And we perform them. There's lots of singing along. We enjoy performing the show. And like I say, it's a tribute to the music.
Well, how did you get started? What was your interest in John Denver?
Oh, well, I started playing guitar back in the Jurassic period. And the first songs that I learned were the John Denver sing-along songs. Poems, Prayers, and Promises came out when I was in college, and I was intrigued by every song. If I was going to skip a school class, it was to learn one of his new songs. And I would play John Denver tunes at open mics. And because I've been playing since I was 14, I'd play some John Denver songs at open mics, and I would be told repeatedly that I sounded an awful lot like John Denver, and I should play more of his songs. And that evolved to actually doing the tribute show. First to be added to the stage with me is my good friend John Shimoda on upright bass. And about a year later at a bluegrass jam, we discovered Carol McDowell on fiddle, and she is just absolutely marvelous. She can go from Bach to bluegrass in a heartbeat. And so it's the three of us on stage, and so lots of harmonies, lots of sing-alongs, John Denver's greatest hits. He recorded 300 songs, wrote 200, so it's a little bit difficult to choose favorites, but we try to have a variety and most of his greatest hits for people to enjoy.
Did you ever meet John Denver?
I did not. I saw him in concert twice, but I never got a chance to meet him. At many of my shows, people will come up to me and they will share personal stories and vignettes about having met him, and that's always fun, but not me.
I tell you, I had, and I'll tell you one of those vignette stories that I can tell you. I was a young college guy myself, and a buddy of mine said, hey, there's some guy that's just traveling through town right now. And he just stopped by the campus, and he used to do those when he's really just getting started. He'd do those campus tour stops, and he didn't have a scheduled stop at our college, which he just stopped by and was just traveling through. And he just parked the stool out on the gym floor, and there couldn't have been any more than 15, 18 of us that sat around, and he just played the guitar and started singing. And, you know, we're college kids, and he's like, you know, how do you like this? And he starts playing Take Me Home, Country Roads, and all this kind of stuff. Man.
Wonderful.
It was one of those really, really neat nights that I think back on. And I left there, and I thought, you know, that guy's really pretty good. Someday he might be something. But the music I always found fascinating with John Denver, like you, is that everybody can sing along with it.
Yes, and singing along is more than encouraged at the shows. So it's like having everybody around a big campfire and just kind of sharing memories and songs.
Wow. That's neat stuff. Yeah, I'm going to have to see if I can get... I look forward to getting there so I can hear you guys perform. And do you travel a lot? Do you do a lot of shows every year?
We do an average of 2 per month. We take summers off just to have a little bit of a break. When we first started out, as I said, just the bass player and myself, we thought we would do one show every 6 weeks, but these have proved so popular that we're doing 2 a month, sometimes 3.
Well, that's good. That is really, really good. Have you ever been to the CRC that you're going to go to at Osage?
No, we've never been in Osage. I should mention that this is a fundraiser for the recreational trail, the WGWL trail. And I'm trying to learn about that. It sounds like just a wonderful recreational opportunity and a feature for the people in northeastern Iowa. Sounds very similar to something south of us called the Elroy Sparta Trail, multi-use, paved former railroad bed, which sees a lot of use and makes a lot of people happy getting out of doors.
Oh, that's really, it's really great. And, you know, concerts like this help fund major projects as well as the financial support for the trails operation and the Welcome Center at the trailhead, which is located near Riceville, which is not too far away. And like you were saying earlier, you're from a small community in Wisconsin, so you'll feel right at home. You'll love it. This CRC is just absolutely terrific. It's a beautiful venue.
I've seen the pictures, and the auditorium looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it's going to be good stuff. All right, so give us the list. What songs are you going to sing? What's your playlist going to look like?
Oh, it's going to be all the greatest hits. It's going to feature a little more of his early work than his later work, because in his later work he went more to piano and orchestration. But it's going to be the greatest hits. The greatest hits album went 10 times platinum, so these are going to all be songs that people will recognize. And a little bit of the history, as I said, I like to think of it as like a musical documentary, and share some interesting stories as well.
Sounds like it's going to be a great show, and can't wait to hear it. And I know the people who enjoy John Denver's music are going to certainly enjoy listening to your tribute and have a great time and be a part of the great fundraiser all at the same time. So, hey, I appreciate
it. Wonderful.
I appreciate you taking some time right now out of a busy schedule to just stop and jump on the radio with me, too. I appreciate that a lot.
My pleasure.
Lane, have a great time. I look forward to seeing you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You bet. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
There you go. It's going to be a great show. It's coming up this Saturday, the 23rd, at the CRC in Osage. Tribute with the John Denver tribute. It's going to be a lot of fun.